spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
I'm recording.
Wait, let me open my energy drink.
Oh my god!
I'm being a you.
What are you drinking? I got a Red Bull.
Highball.
Nice.
That's the only energy drink I can drink. Because it just tastes like bubbly water.
Yeah.
Mm. Off to a good start. We're both drinking energy drinks. I've been up since 5:30 for no reason.
Oh, cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, is it your body? Because you're on the thing where your schedule now is changing from working pretty much most all day, all week, to like, you're still working
a
ton. Yeah, but you're like, you're baking pies and stuff, but not like we have to wake up like it's a fucking fire drill at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but the problem is this is like when I worked at a breakfast place for almost 6 years. Eventually your body just gets used to it, and that's when you wake up. Mm-hmm. I mean, like when I was working at unnamed breakfast place, I would on days off just I would wake up earlier. Like I'd get up at 6 on my fucking day off.
Yeah.
And just be wide awake.
Yeah.
So I think that's the boat I'm in. I mean, I went to bed really, because now I'm just used to being in bed before 10 p.m. and waking up super early.
Yeah.
So, fucking real stoked for this shutdown winter, baby. I'll just be going to bed at dawn or dusk. Either fucking way. Time's a construct.
Right.
It ain't
Here's
real.
Here's the thing. If you're waking... Hey, baby, if you're waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you can get some shit done and then lay your ass back down around dawn. So wake up, take a good like 7 a.m. nap. It's a little past dawn, but you know what I mean?
I mean, really, here's the thing. Fucking, we're going to all have absolutely nothing to do for the next 2 months. Shit. Today's it's official in St. Louis. No more in-person dining anywhere in the city or county. Everything shut down tonight at midnight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You can still do outside, and they're doing, like, curbside, you know, pick up and shit. But it's getting cold. So as far as, like, outdoor dining goes, I'm not sure how many more days that has, let alone weeks.
Right. Yeah, it's wild. Like, I'm still, and well, New York is like, I mean, I was taking pictures this morning walking around. It's fuck, because I'm staying in the Lower East Side. And I do want to do some more investigation. New York people that are listening, well, I'm seeing Xander later tonight. I need her to investigate. There seem to be two new graffiti gangs on the Lower East Side, and their names are Dak, D-A-K, and
cool.
Pear, because those names are written all over. I see like recurring graffiti tags. So that was interesting to me. And I'm like, ooh, Dak was here. And then it's like Dak Zap. And I thought it was like a restaurant name. But there's, and I know there's graffiti.
Dak Zap?
Yeah, it's a Dak Zap. And I thought it was, because it was written all on the outside of, so the way that New York is set up, and if you've seen pictures, like outdoor dining in most places, because they have more open space, they'll have like a patio area, so it's still part of the restaurant. Here in New York, it's just like barricades set up on streets. So it's truly plywood that they're putting together and painting and, you know, putting a sticker of the restaurant on the side, and you're eating in the middle of the street. I'm sorry, the side of the street, but you're in the street. This is not a sidewalk cafe.
Might as well be in the middle.
Correct. And it's so crazy down here because they've just built everything out. They also have heat lamps, and like they're doing some indoor dining here, but you walk in and the temperature, like they take your temperature as soon as you walk in. I'm like, I don't know why they're not doing this in St. Louis. If you walk into a building here, every time I've walked into a place, I went to CVS this morning and there was not. Everywhere else I walked in and there was either a person taking it, or like you walk in and you just like put your forehead up to this thing, they take your temperature and you fill out your name and information. So they're being super careful here, which is why the numbers in New York are so much lower. But yeah, I'm glad that I live in St. Louis because it's like, it's cool to see people and there's stuff to do, but there's also not stuff to do. So you just, it's like this New York right now and like living here during the pandemic, unless you're super rich and have like a giant house, it's like the embodiment of anxiety, you know?
Yes. Well, that's what we were talking about fucking 8 months ago now. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's insane that it was 8 months ago.
I know.
You guys.
Well, I'm going to open my sweet Kirkland brand. You know, the New York, I was like, I just want some good, like old school New York brands. I'm in New York, so I got a Kirkland ginger kombucha from the corner bakery.
Oh, cool. So what they do is they just go to Costco.
Yeah.
And resell everything from Costco.
Yep, for a lot more money. So I'm like, what? You know what? Now, thank you for pointing that out. This is the New York way. We're scamming everybody. Rip every.
Exactly.
It's all a fucking pyramid scheme.
Every bagel shop is just Kirkland bagels. I don't know if you guys knew that about New York City.
Right.
They haven't made a fucking real bagel since 1937.
Right.
Pre-war. It's not pre-war bagels.
It's not the water that makes everything good. It's Costco. It's not the water that makes everything taste better. It's the savings.
Oh. New York State. Governor Cuomo, I'm just saying, maybe hit us up. We'll help you out. Because like half the people really love you and half the people really hate you. So we need to come in and just do some little tweaks. I think changing the slogan of New York State to it's not the water, it's the savings. It's a really great idea.
Dude, it's wild. Like so many things. I was taking pictures down here. Things are just shut down. And I know it's like whatever. I'm not trying to be. It's not like, oh, this is scary and it's dead. But like. Shit is, it's weird because I'm like, I would still like to move back here, but just not right now. But I think to buy property here, because last night, so I went to the bar next to the hotel. First of all, listeners, I think I may have made a joke, or I thought I heard on Tim Dillon's show, I don't know if there's a private conversation between me and your mom, but I was like, I think the National Guard's at the airport. And I thought that's probably hyperbole. I heard that on another comedian show. And nope, I walked off the plane. I sent you a video.
Yes.
And there were just like a bunch of dudes in fucking military fatigues. And they're like, I walked off the plane, they're like, get out your New York State health forms, get out your health forms. You need to fill it out. This, you cannot, right here. Like, not like as you're leaving, like when we exited.
Like before you leave the immediate terminal.
Correct. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I needed. And my first thought was like, they're not going to let me in. They're going to be like, you need to show us that you have a negative COVID. That's what I thought it was going to be. You're going to have to show that you have a negative COVID test. I was like, are these sex party rules where I have to show a fucking, you know, like a document? Like,
I mean, they fucking should be. At this point, we need national mandated sex party rules.
Yep, exactly. You show up, you have to be like, to come into this building, you have to have a negative test and also cover your fucking parts that spray. Your mouth, your dick. If it's a part.
Parts that spray.
Yeah, if it's a part of your body that sprays things. If
we need sex party rules and pool rules when it comes to diarrhea. That's what we need nationally mandated.
Yes.
Fuck it. You know what? Not national. Globally. We need global diarrhea pool rules.
I think it's a really smart idea. Because sex party rules, honestly. It seems like, oh, this sucks and it's nerdy, but it's like, well, but if you do the nerdy stuff, then you could do all the weird stuff and have, you know, three dicks and one asshole. You can do fun things, but you just have to like...
See, that's why it doesn't seem nerdy to me. This seems like smart and probably, realistically, just where we're headed in the future. Like, we're being, you know us. Couple of jokesters just being funny. Just your silly moms. But like, serious, I mean, think about it. When you go to certain countries, you have to get certain vaccines and you have to prove that you got those vaccines and whatever to either come back into this country or get into those countries. So like pretty soon here, I think it's just going to be like a global thing where no matter where you go, I think especially once whatever the next pandemic's going to be that's different than this one, once that hits, I think it'll be like full on. You have to care, like you have to, you know, little kids, like when you start kindergarten and you have to give them like the immunization report,
mm-hmm.
like it's going to be like that where just you have to, you have your passport on you, and in your passport is also like an immunization card.
Yeah.
I fucking bet that's what's going to happen. They're going to have to.
Yeah. They will, because the system that they have now, which again, it's fine, but it's a piece of paper that...
Is it?
The system they have now is you walk up a plane and the fucking National Guard tackles you and they're like, fill out this piece of paper. Oh my God.
And I assume it's very much... I mean, like, when they ask you the question, it's like when you go to a gun range and you could definitely kill yourself or others, but the foolproof plan and safeguards they have in place are just asking you if you're depressed or ever suffered mental illness. Like, I imagine that's what, like, it's like, do you feel sick? No.
Yeah.
Have you had a fever? No. You're good to go. Welcome to New York, baby.
It's pretty much. Well, there was one I like, it took me a while to fill it out because I was like, oh, like, because my brain went to like job application, which is like, I'll just lie. You know what I mean? Like, because I was like, I want to get a good.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm like, that's exactly the problem.
I was like, I want to get a good score on this test. And so I want to them to think that like, I'm responsible. You know what I mean? But then I read.
So naturally I have to lie right. in order to get that across.
Right. And so, like, if I tell the truth, that's not going to fly.
They'd be like, fucking get this. Don't just get her out of the state. Get her out of this fucking country. This is an irresponsible woman.
Which reminds me, I did use your name because I filled everything out. And I'm like, if they put my name into Google, that's big trouble.
That would, so you used my name and then they asked for ID. And you, of course, used the fake ID you got made with my name on
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'm finding a lot of information out right now, you guys. This is an interesting episode.
But so you fill it out, just like, they're like, hey, have you had a COVID? Well, so they ask, like, are you feeling sick? Do you have any symptoms? And it's like, no, whatever. And then it says, have you had a COVID test? Or have you taken a test for COVID in the last however many days? And my first thought was like, oh, I'll just put yes. Because like, I don't have it, but I'll just put yes so like they feel more comfortable. But then I was like, this seems like it's like voting on like a proposition, but there was more writing after and a little bit smaller print. And I was like, let me read all the fine print before I click yes with my little ballot box here. And like in smaller print, it says if you check yes, we can contact you and request copies of the like test results. And if you cannot produce the test results and we find out that you are lying, you will be fined. And I was like, nope. Like, because I honestly thought, and then it was like, have you been in a state not bordering New York? That's like, essentially, are you in one of the, well, all the states are like hot red now. So it's like.
everywhere is hot red, baby.
So it shouldn't even be like, are you coming from another state? It should be like, are you in America now? Okay, great.
Yeah. Are you an American? You're fucked and definitely have COVID.
Yeah. But I thought, I was like, they're going to read it and like not let me in, or they're going to make me sit in this hotel room, which is like, that's fine. But again, it's one of those things where it's like. They took, I was like, here you go. And they're like, one of the guy, like, kind of his mask was like around his nose. He's like, oh, thanks. I'm like, put your fucking mask on your face, bro.
Also, the flights are coming in.
I know.
That's the thing. So, like, first of all, it's a fucking you're getting off the plane. It's a flight that was from Missouri. Like, they know that.
Yeah.
They don't need to fucking ask. Where it's ridiculous. And also, if you lied and were like, no, I just flew in from fucking, I don't know, what's borders New York, Pennsylvania. They would know that that was not true.
Right.
Because if they were that worried about it, they could look it up to the government. They can track everything we're doing. Everything's a conspiracy theory. Bigfoot's an alien, God damn it. But like, they would not. It's just, it seemed, okay, here we go. This is, are you ready for this?
Can I tell you, I don't know what happened. I don't know if you started taking niacin, but you are like morphing. I think me stealing your identity, somehow me stealing your identity to get to break into New York.
Escape to New York.
You are, I feel like I'm watching me. You're just like, I worked out. I'm sweaty. I'm drinking.
I've been up since 5:30.
I'm drinking an energy drink, and you know what? I have a fucking theory about this.
Oh, That's, see, I, well, now that Wendy's not in the state of Missouri, I've got to be Wendy enough for the whole state. So, no, we, so last night, continuing our romantic pre-planned activity calendar, we watched another movie. It's not all movies. It's just that's the only interesting thing to tell you guys, because we are exclusively choosing terrible movies. Like, really bad movies.
Well, but also with COVID, what a time to be like, let's work on a relationship and plan, like, romantic, let's do outings, because it's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. I guess sit in this fucking house and look at your goddamn face or the goddamn TV.
Eat snacks. Eat snacks and fucking look at something. That's why I'm all amped up, because I just woke up early to be alone. And then as soon as he woke up, I was like, I'm going to go work out for 2 hours alone. That's all it is. So we watched... Man of the Year, do you know, like the Robin Williams movie?
I've never
seen. Where he's like a political comedian and then he becomes president?
No, I have never seen.
We, okay. It's a comedy, but then it's a thriller. It's really weird. But the whole thing, it was very weird watching in the year 2020 with like Donald Trump as president, because all his rallies, it's literally like Trump, because everybody. It, all his supporters are like super amped on him because he's being like, we're tired of politics as usual. Like, we're tired of the Republican Party. We're tired of the Democratic Party. Like, we need to shake things up. And like, people, like, they literal drain the swamp shit. Like, they just care about their special interests and all this stuff. And we're like, oh, this is crazy. But he has a whole thing in the movie where he's talking about like national security. At a debate, and it's literally that, where he's like, we need to stop pretending like everything's safe, because like they check us when we like go through borders, like that's not what matters. And it's literally like the COVID thing where they're like, yeah we'll just fill out this piece of paper and then we're gonna, like, we trust you again, you can have this gun as long as you say I've never been clinically depressed. It's fucking crazy. So, guys, go watch that really terrible Robin Williams movie and just feel really good that, like, Hollywood, like everything, saw this happening way before we did. They were totally on top of it.
Yeah, it's, like, it's wild. And, like, they have indoor, it just is, like, a weird, and it seemed, and first of all, and I knew how expensive it was because I lived here for a long time, but I got to tell you, dude, I'm still, like, well, I have a show Wednesday, so I'm like excited to do jokes like here, because I notice already a big difference in like how fast and intense it is here. I was like, no wonder I was like fucking jacked up all the time. And you people are drinking constantly. I'm like, you feel like you're injected. There's so much energy here that you're like, I need a drink just to, you know what I mean? Like calm down and enough to have coffee in the morning. It's fucking crazy. It's like,
I need my morning vodka before my morning coffee.
Right. But it's wild. It's just like so, and I already like, I feel slower and I'm like, oh, I'm like so Midwestern. I feel like just people, I'm like, everyone walks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, just in 2 months, but it's like you truly, it does like, even walking around in the sidewalks, I was like, people are walking so quickly and I'm like, oh, I forgot. I used to do where you're just like out and you're like, we have shit to do. Let's go. And when you're just, I mean, I'm just jogging through like brick fucking streets with trees and I see maybe 4 people a day in St. Louis, and I'm including my cat.
Well, he is a person.
Yeah.
He's a Sherpson.
Yeah, he's a Sherpson. But yeah, it's fucking like, it's just crazy. And I went to the bar next door and I was going to sit outside. I'm like, well, I'll sit outside. And dude, it truly is like zombie land. I was like, I cannot continue. I can't just take videos of everything. I didn't want to walk around and look, but every 5 seconds I was like, no one's going to fucking believe this. But it's like, they're just like, and I get the homeless people. Like, I get it. A lot of them have drugs and we need to like find a way to like help them and house them. But a lot of people that are also just mentally ill, just like wandering the streets, they'll walk up to your table. They're like, hey, like I was out there and the guy running the bar, came out, he was talking to me, and I'm sitting outside, and like three different people just walked up to my table like zombies, and they're like, I'm sorry to bother you, and they like put their, like, leaned on my table, and he's like, we can't, please don't, and I'm like, this feels like zombie land, this is not like
fun.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I guess I'll, if you have indoor seating, I'll sit inside. And he's like, okay, great. And as soon as, like, before I even crossed the threshold, he had like a fucking gun to my head. He's like, hold on, I gotta take your temperature. Okay, great, fill out this paperwork. And I'm like, so do I, does my name here have to match what I put on the thing? I'm like, do you want,
I'm using different names everywhere I go.
Right. Do you want my real name or my COVID name? It's like a...
Because that's Megan Rice.
Right. So which name do you want here? It was crazy. And they have like dividers up. And there were still like one guy came in to the bar. And again, it's a place called the Stanton. So it used to be like where it was just packed. But so they're like, they have dividers up, the plexiglass. So people are indoors. They walk in, get their temperature taken, fill out this paperwork. It was like cool, but it was so dystopian feeling. And then they have plexiglass dividers up. So this one, and I just forgot. I was like, I fucking, this is, I want to move back to New York just because I forgot how much I fucking love everything about it. The people, just people are like 9 o'clock in the morning. This guy who looks like he's been up for days, just people are, everyone's just like, well, tell that motherfucker I told Paulie to fucking, and I'm like, I love it. I love it. I love it. This guy, this fucking like coked up 25-year-old comes in at like 5:30, 6 o'clock last night, walks into the bar, and he walks in and he's like, hey, shoot me, give me, you know, fucking put a bullet in my head. And he's like, already, he's like, I just got off work. I'm like, you seem like you're already drunk. So this is his regular bar. So I'm,
and he was like, I am.
Yeah. And it was like, he was like, oh, I just got off work. But because we can't like sit by people, so we have masks on, but we have plexiglass in between us, and we're sitting far away, and the bartender's here. So it's like this triangle of us just essentially yelling. So we're spewing droplets. And they're maybe coming together to form like super COVID droplets in the middle. I don't, we're just, so it's three people in a bar, kind of pulling our masks down and like looking away, trying to scream up over plexiglass. Oh my God.
I mean, guys, this is the thing about doing cocaine or anything really to stay awake, to like part, to keep partying, not even to work, whatever. That's fun in your 20s. To be like, oh man, I'm tired. And it's like, oh, I'll just do some drugs so I can keep drinking and like keep going out and doing fun stuff because I might meet somebody to fuck or like a weird story might happen. Like something fun and crazy will happen. When you're in your 30s, I'm going to go with never do that. It will never be worth the hassle,
right,
of doing the drugs. Like nothing after 35 is worth it.
No.
Go to bed at 8. If you're tired, just go to bed.
100%. Well, I had that thought last night. And can I tell you this? And I felt really good about it. I was like, I am proud of myself. Also, I mean, and again, I Google for there to be any other symptom, but I started my period a week and a half early again, which I'm glad I'm on my period right now because honestly, like, if I'm going to feel like shit, I was like on the plane yesterday. I'm like, this is perfect. I have cramps. I actually like, I prefer it because then I'm going to eat junk food and I can kind of chill out. But so I already feel like fucking shit and I'm tired anyway.
Hell yeah.
Which is, I woke up. I was like, oh, I'm in so much.
I don't even need to drink. I already feel like I'm dying.
My body fucking hurts. I'm taking ibuprofen. What's like, are you hungover? Nope. I don't think I've had alcohol in. This is like yesterday. I was like, I don't think I've had booze in a week. I just, my cramps hurt so bad that I feel like I'm going to throw up all over the place. So, but I was proud of myself because, yeah, kids, listen to your moms. Here's what I did last night. We're out, third glass of wine, just almost like out of habit. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to be like, sure, yeah, let's do it. Just because you're like, it's like anything. You're like, I used to fucking do this all the time.
I'm fun.
Yeah. And I took a couple sips and I just started to feel like, I was like, I just do not, I'm like, I don't feel good. This is like not fun. I feel tired and I want to go none nights right now. Like, you know, you're like, and I'm done. For a half a second, cause I knew in that moment, if I wanted to, I could get some kind of a stimulant. I would be like, hey, you know what? Yes. And I could have like kicked it up a notch and finished my glass of wine. And I thought about it. And then I fast forwarded to the morning and I was like, you know what? I could take some kind of a drug to stay awake and finish this one glass of Sauvignon Blanc, but...
That's just so sad, by the way. It's not even like... It's not even like I could do some cocaine and then I could finish this glass of wine, go out to another bar, go here, do this. First of all, it's in fucking COVID. So like nothing that cool is happening fucking anyways. But not, it's not even like to continue the party somewhere else and like go meet up with more people. It's like, God, I just need some cocaine to finish my glass of white wine. Like, oh, okay.
I need a little cocaine or I would take like, if you have like a half of an Adderall, I just need something. So I just went, here's all I would look. I'm not trying to get fucked up, but I am trying to finish this glass of wine. And also I want to make
sure. I paid for this.
Right. And also I want to make sure that I'm like doing proper math with the tip. I want to be able to finish my wine and not fall asleep at the table where they won't be able to wake me up for 8 to 10 hours. Oh my God. But instead I paused for a minute and I was like, okay, you could do that. Or just stop drinking. Just switch to water. And I was like, oh yeah, I could just do that. And then I just switched to water. And I came home and took a couple of videos for OnlyFans and then went the fuck to sleep. I love OnlyFans because I came home and I had a buzz and I was like, man, I'm like fucking really horny. And I was like, oh yeah, I can just like take videos and post it up here and get validation that way. Have a conversation. It's fucking great. But yeah. I was very proud of myself.
You're fucking, what a hero. You guys, Wendy didn't do cocaine to finish a glass of white wine.
I know.
And on this day, you're now a woman. You're a real fucking boring old hag of a woman.
Yeah.
Just like we all want to be.
I know. It's a weird thing because, yeah, it's like I was laughing at myself, like, okay, whatever. But then I just think about, like, people with addiction. You know what I mean? We've talked about where people relapse and how hard it is. And you're like... That's, I think it is. It's like little things like that, you know, where it's like, if you cannot do it that one time, then it's like, that's good. But yeah, it was like,
well, yeah, with addiction, it's like every day. But I mean, I don't think last night was like an addiction choice for you. Like, I don't think you are. So you have not done stimulants on a regular basis for quite some time. So you daily make the decision to not take a half an Adderall.
Yeah, well, because I don't have access to it.
But you did in New York.
Yeah. And I was doing drugs like pretty much every day in New York.
Okay, but so then did you lie about not doing cocaine for a year?
Oh, no, I took that year off. And then when I started doing it again, I would do little bits here and there. And I would just kind of like, you know, but I was like, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm not getting, like, I'm still getting to bed at a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. So you weren't doing it regularly, right? Like, you didn't go back to doing it regularly.
I did for a while, yeah. But I was doing less, and so in my mind, I was, like, justifying it as, like, well, I'm not doing that much. So it's, like, not a big deal.
Okay, well, because we never talked about that, so.
Yeah, because it's addiction. You know what I mean? It's like anything. If you feel, like, embarrassed about it, and you're like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's why, like, coming back here, I was like, but I was honestly like, it's like, I'm glad. That's another reason I'm glad I'm in St. Louis. I'm like, let me just get away from that because you can kind of start and stop. I don't know. I think it's like anything, because I'll do that with like alcohol and with food and with different things in my life where like I lie to myself about how much I'm actually doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's like a normal human behavior thing. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's definitely a normal human behavior, like when coupled with addiction, to lie to yourself about what you're doing and others.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, but it's just interesting. Even like with smoking, I always go through times where like, if I'm around people that don't smoke, I cannot smoke for like 2 or 3 weeks straight. But then it's that thing of where I'm like, when I get back, I'm like, ooh, I can have a whole cigarette if I want to. You know what I mean? It's just like addiction, like... Yeah, it's a weird thing because I think, yeah, it doesn't seem like a big deal if it's not where it's like, well, Wendy, you weren't homeless on the street, you know what I mean? Like putting crystal meth in your asshole. But it's like, there's also, like smoking is a great example of like a low-grade addiction. Also, as I hold a Red Bull in my hand, do you like how I'm like, I don't abuse stimulants anymore. I'm like, just...
Oh, you have a huge problem with specifically over-the-counter stimulants. Like, I think that's really...
Yeah.
I mean, how many energy drinks do you drink a day?
One.
Conservatively. That, I do not believe you.
I mix it. I started cutting it with seltzer water.
Okay. Okay.
I cut it with club soda.
I really think you need to, like, cut off energy drinks.
Because
you also drink coffee.
Right.
Just to see what would happen.
Yeah, that's something that I might do at some point later down the road. But for right now, it's not something that I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. I'm just saying, I think that that would be, like, because you're all, you're always so jacked up, mm-hmm. to see, like, for, like, 3 days. Like, just cut it out and see how much it affects your body.
Yeah, well, and that's a good idea, too, just especially for, like anything. Like, with, like, the metabolism stuff, you know what I mean? Like, with cutting out. Because I've been good about, like, well, St. Louis, like, the nice thing, that's just so funny talking to people here with alcohol, because I'm like, in St. Louis, I'm like, there's nothing really to do, so I don't drink that much. And they're like, you don't even have a drink at your house? I'm like, no, I don't, like, I'm going to have a drink every night for what? So that's been good. And it's just, like, one thing at a time, you know what I mean? So for me, the alcohol is, like, the first thing where it's like, let's cut that out where we're not having a drink every night. No reason for it. You know what I mean? So for me, that was the bigger one. So it's like, so that's good to do that. And then the next thing will be, and even coffee, I've been doing, like, I bought decaf coffee. So I do one espresso, the one with full caffeine, and then the other one decaf. And then the red lines, which I've been getting, because I would drink those and I'm like, fucking, you don't need, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's like a half a day, half of one of those a day. I just put a little bit in club soda because I'm like, it's placebo.
I'll just stick to my highballs.
Yeah. Well, see, you're good though. Like you, I feel like you don't have kind of a, you can do things in moderation, but more than I can. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's necessarily true. I just think I've dealt with like quitting things a lot. Like quitting one thing and replacing it with another and recognizing that and then being like, okay, cut that out. But don't worry. You can just keep trudging through addiction and someday you too.
Right.
Can be a real pro at it.
Yeah. Well, and then it's good because then you can like, and then it's also good because then you can find it in other people. Like with my energy drinks where you're like, that's nice. Here's my plan for you. I'm happy.
Oh, I'm not making a plan for you. You can totally keep drinking energy drinks all you want. That's totally fine with me.
Yeah, I mix.
You go
for it. This is red line in here.
In your kombucha? Yeah. That's fucking disgusting. That's my bigger issue. You can keep drinking all the energy drinks you want, but throwing it into a kombucha?
Ugh. Yeah.
That cannot taste good.
I know.
That's like having a real booze problem and like drinking just like the triple sec. Like you're out of booze and you're just like, I'm just going to drink this triple sec that's been in the back of the fucking cupboard for 6 years.
Yeah. No, it's like, oh, see, I like kombucha. It's weird that you, I still don't get that you don't like kombucha because everything else that you and I also like the same kind of stuff was like fermented and trash food.
We've talked about it. It's the vinegar. I don't like the vinegar. Mm. I had to clean a panini press when I was 15 with fucking vinegar. The smell of vinegar makes me sick.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Well, that's why you do the apple cider vinegar, like the alternative things.
It's that. And then when the kombucha exploded in my car on a hot summer day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's not an easiest smell to get out in fucking your car in Los Angeles when it's like 105 degrees every day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like the thought of hot kombucha in a car makes me want to throw up. Just drinking this.
Yeah, that's
because I can taste gross. It in the back of my throat. Oh, my God. I am so exhausted from being back in the city. I can't, truly, I'm happy I'm here, but I'm already just like, okay. All right.
Imagine if it was regular.
I know. It's just a lot. You forget the stimulus, how much there is to take in. Well, it's weird because I think, well, and also and whether this is good or bad or whatever it is, but like the way that my brain works is I compartmentalize pretty efficiently. So I'm very like out of sight, out of mind. And so I tend to be like, what am I doing now? This is the thing I'm doing now in this moment, which is good. And I've been like actively working on that, which is why like even the thing with like cutting out, like with the energy, like with the caffeine, I've been like having it, which sounds so lame again, in the same way that I was like, I didn't do cocaine to finish a glass of wine. And it sounds, and I know it's whatever, and everyone's going through a different journey with their substances. But for me to cut down to like one cup of coffee a day that has caffeine and one energy drink, and to be like cutting back on that is good for me. And so that's something I have been doing in the past couple weeks.
Well, that's what people are supposed to do. That's how you quit doing most. I mean, it's pretty much proof. Cold turkey does not work for most people. Right. Like that's what you're supposed to do is taper down stuff. Right. Like smoke less cigarettes.
Yeah.
Drink less coffee. Right. Drink less caffeine.
Well, and just
do less cocaine.
Yeah, and less cocaine. Don't quit it completely. Cocaine is something where I feel like you could just completely stop and you're fine. I can tell you from experience, I have fully just stopped and like it was okay. Actually, you feel good almost immediately. But so I have been cutting back on all that stuff and just trying to like reset or recalibrate my like anxiety levels, and you and I have had conversations just about like the pace at which I speak, and I'm trying to just like do like a reset, you know what I mean? And so I've been so tuned into where I'm living in St. Louis and that like how that is that I just forgot what it was like here. Cause when I lived here, I was into it and I had like all good memories. And so I was in it for almost 6 years. So I don't have, there wasn't like a weirdness to me of like the energy of it. But now coming back, I'm just like, this is fuck. I mean, it just to be here, I was like, you have like a panic attack immediately.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was in a good way. I felt really emotional. Like I cried and I was here. And then it's just everything so fast, even just to like look around. Like I went to sleep and I think same like you, like I woke up, I looked at my little sleep tracker. I woke up at like 5. Because my brain just automatically woke up and I was like, you got to go out and do shit. There's shit to do. Go do it. And I was like, no, you don't. Relax. You lived here. What are you going to do? My brain was like, I can walk to a CVS. It's not like in St. Louis where I have to spend $20 on a fucking Uber to go buy a toothbrush. Like, you know what I mean?
I can walk to a CVS. Dwayne Reed, thank you very much. You're back in New York.
Honestly,
get it together.
I'm like, oh, let me go and like buy all the shit that I would have to take an Uber to in St. Louis. Like, so then I'm like, well, then I can come ahead money wise a little bit. But yeah, it was just, I'm like, okay, already. I'm like, I'm ready to like just chill, be done, go back.
When's your show?
Wednesday.
I'm like very excited to hear about this.
Yeah.
Like how it goes down.
I'm excited too. And I think that'll be good because as far as like, and again, this is something your moms have talked about off air, but I've noticed, especially with like this nervous kinetic energy, the idea of doing a show, knowing that I had the show, I was like started writing down and I'm like, oh, I know another reason why I have this explosive fucking extra dose of manic energy since the COVID hit on top of everything else is because it's like, I don't have the outlet of talking at a rapid pace, which you're doing for a show. And so I was used to for like hours every night running around and you get on stage and you're talking like this and gesticulating with your hands. And that's good for stage. And it's good for if you're doing a show, you know, like a podcast or whatever, because you're doing like, you're an amped up personality. But I'm just starting to realize after conversations with you and a couple other people that is like seeping into my normal everyday personality, which is grating. And I'm like, okay, so I need to like, just, you know, like kind of chill out and like cut out the only thing that brings me joy, which is Redline.
I just, of all the energy drinks.
It's the only one that works.
The one with the most. Well, yeah, Wendy, I know. That's the problem. Like anything. You start something and it's like, oh, I can just do like this much cocaine. And then you have to do more cocaine and more cocaine and more cocaine. That's exactly the same thing where you're like, oh, yeah, I could drink like this tiny little baby sugar-free Red Bull. Bill, Red Bill. That's a brand new energy drink. And now where you are at on the energy drink spectrum is like the fucking precipice. Like you've reached the highest heights. There's nowhere else to go. So you have to start tapering back off.
I know. Well, can I tell you, so with the red line, because I took where there were a few days where I was like out of habits, like anything else. It's the same with like coming home and like where I used to come home and like immediately pour a drink, right? It was just out of habit. And with energy drink, I noticed, and this was a couple weeks ago, I'm like, okay, what, like, you don't have to just do this, you know? And so then I did like 2 days where I just didn't buy any. I'm like, what, you have, what do you, okay, so take a nap. You're in St. Louis. There's literally fucking nothing to do but go for a walk and take a nap. Like, what else do you have to do? You know what I mean? And so I felt good. And then I got a red line and I took, dude, I had like 2 sips of it. And I set it down. This is when I was like, I need to cut this with like club soda or something. Cause I drank it and I was doing something and I had so much anxiety that I like could not even move. And I was like, oh, this stuff is like not good for you.
Weird. The thing that has a longer warning label than ingredient list or anything else on the bottle. Weird.
I know, it's so strange.
Who would think that that's not good for you? I know. Like, you know how, like, apples and celery come with really, really long warning labels? Yeah. Or just water?
Yeah. It's weird. I'm discovering things as I get older. Things that have longer warning labels and ingredient lists and have an 18 and older only warning on them. Not healthy.
Things that give you heart palpitations. Oh, my God. Speaking of heart palpitations.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
That fucking energy. It's because I'm drinking this stupid energy drink. What's in this? Oh, see this one? Yeah. It's like niacin and vitamin B. What the fuck is pantothenic acid?
That's one of the B vitamins. I think it's B five, maybe. I don't know. So you're taking, it's vitamins.
Yeah. I'm taking vitamins. I'm drinking my vitamins that also has guarana, ginseng, and caffeine in it.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't know. I truly don't know how people drink these every single day. I mean, I get it that you, like, build up a tolerance over time. It's like with anything. But I just...
Yeah. Well, I think it's the same, because But I mean, some people could say the same thing about, like, alcohol or even, like, cigarettes, you know? Like, because I think a cigarette is delicious.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. All of these things. Let's not get confused. All of this is bad for you. Everything's fucking bad for you. Energy drinks are bad for you. Cocaine is bad for you. Drinking is bad for you. Cigarettes are bad. Everything's bad for you. Everything you do is bad for you.
Yeah.
So it's just like acknowledging it and doing less of it or not at all. Or just fucking going, I don't give a shit. That's my thing. If you want to be like, I do a gram of cocaine every day and I know it's bad for me. I don't care. More power to you.
Yeah.
Fucking good for you. Great for you.
Just looking out the window. I should show you the view. Just looking out the window. I'm like, my brain is like, I should be doing something. And I'm like, no. Do what? It's COVID.
Yeah. So I was going to be like, luckily for you, there's not much to do.
I know. Well, and that's even like, I'm so glad that I moved to St. Louis. Like, yeah, people were like, what is it to suck? There's like nothing to do and you only know like two people. I'm like, that's the point. I sit in my fucking house alone most of the time, and that's what most people are supposed to be doing.
We're all supposed to have tiny bubbles now. No one's supposed to hang out with more than 10 people for the next, I don't know, rest of our fucking lives.
Yeah. Oh, that's something else. This 25-year-old who was, I mean, coked up, and he took off his coat and was wearing like a tight leather jacket underneath. Dude, I wish you would have been there. It was really great.
I wish I'd been there too.
He was also yelling about the vaccines. That's something else he was yelling about.
That he didn't want a microchip.
Yeah. Oh, he was getting then specifics. This is what I was going to say. So the microchip thing, and then we laughed. He was mad and he was like mad about it. But then he's like, but I still like, but I mean, I'm still going to invest in, what's the Moderna? He was talking about that stock is going up. They were doing insider trading at this bar last night.
Of course they were.
I mean, I heard a landlord today on the phone yelling, he's like with a mask on, he's walking around, he's like, so can I drop the price on 2C? Can I drop the price on 2C? And I was like, well, I'm gonna stand here and pretend I'm looking for something in my pocket while I eavesdrop on this person.
Yep.
And I heard him. He's like, we can't have four empty units. I have to drop it. 1650. Can I drop it to 16? 1650. People are fucking leaving these buildings. And I was like, so you guys, if you want to buy property in New York.
Yeah. If you want to move to New York, if you want to live in a studio apartment for less than $2,000, now's the time.
No, I actually, there are some places, dude, there's a couple places right on like the border of Central Park on like 57th and 6th Avenue in those places where they're going. I mean, it still is like fucking so expensive that it's like dumb for what it is.
I was gonna be like, Lenny's about to be like, yeah, you could get these places for only a few million dollars. Like as if we have anyone, us or anyone listening has anything even, like when he's like, no, it's like really reasonable, you guys. Like, check it out. I'm actually going to the bank today to see if I can get a loan. Like, what the fuck? What is it, like $10 million?
No, it's like $1.25 million.
Oh, for a one-bedroom apartment.
You got it, sister.
Yep. With no outdoor space.
I know. Well, dude, so I'm so used to like being in St. Louis when I tell people like how much my old apartment was, where we're like, okay, check this out. You ready? It was a studio apartment for $2,300. And then it's like people, oh my God. And you wait for them to like, you know, pick up the glass that they broke or whatever happens. And you don't
kill themselves, whatever they're going to do.
It's like, oh, well, wait, well, I'll finish the story after the funeral. After we have the funeral for the mass suicide that happened at this bar. When I told them how expensive my old apartment was. But last night, talking to the kid that is running the bar, just talking about rent prices, he goes, yeah, my building in Chinatown, whatever. And I go, yeah, I was on the Upper East Side. And he goes, oh, and I told him how much it was. And I'm so used to like a joker, like, this usually fucking kills.
And I was like, that's a great deal.
Dude, when I just said, told him how much, I was like, yeah, it was like $2,300. And he was like, oh, that's like not bad for that area. And I was like, oh, damn it. This material doesn't work in New York. This is.
No, it does not.
It did not.
At all.
So I was like, oh, wait, I got to do my New York material, which is, that didn't impress you. Well, let me tell you how much my new apartment costs.
See, but it doesn't really impress, because they're like, well, I mean, yeah, but like, you're in St. Louis. Like, how do you even do cocaine at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
At your job.
I know.
I don't get it.
Oh my God. I know. I woke up to text messages from people because they were like, oh, come to this next place. I'm like, okay, sure, maybe. And I was like, I'm not going fucking anywhere. I'm going home. I'm going the fuck to sleep. I woke up to a lot of people.
Well, especially you have like a hotel.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's
when do you come back? Do you come back Thursday?
Yeah, I get back on Thursday night.
Do the exact opposite of what we talked about, either on the last Patreon or the episode. I can't remember. Stay up all night drinking and doing drugs. Get on the plane.
Man.
The best way to travel.
Dude, even I swear to God, being up till 11 and going to sleep, like I woke up and was like thirsty. Felt like such. I was like, what the fuck is wrong? Nothing's wrong. It's you know what? It's what's right.
You're old. It's what's wrong is we're getting old. And like I said, you shouldn't be out till 3, 4, or 5 in the morning doing drugs and drinking in your mid to late 30s.
Right. Unless you like it. Unless like, look, your mom and I are trying to do, we're trying to do double duty here. We're trying to be like, give you helpful advice, but then also say, if you like it, and you know it's bad for you, go for it.
Yeah, totally. But if you like it and actually feel good doing it and you're in your mid-30s or above, callers, call in and please tell us how the fuck that's possible.
Yeah, I would also like to know, and, you know, fuck the people that are like, we'll find the COVID antibodies. I want to get blood extracted from these motherfuckers in their 60s. That are partying and waking up spry, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. I cannot.
I don't understand how that's the only thing that makes sense to me. People that can do that either have that weird like Keith Richards blood where like for whatever reason they've just been able to fucking consume all the bad fun things their entire lives and they're totally fine and it's just like a part of them. Or they didn't do anything till they were older. Like they didn't fucking party or drink or do drugs or do anything when they were younger and then like had kids and did that and then got into it. Because I've said this before. I think everyone's allowed like a period of time in their life to do that, but it's finite. Unless you're like a special person, which there's very few. That I think you just, you can party so much and then your body's like, okay, we can't do this anymore. You've used all of your hours.
Yeah. And I think that, but some people must have different, can I tell you, I was like, it's chilly. I just want to quickly shout out to the 60 Hotel in the Lower East Side. This is one of the few hotels where you can open the window. It's just a crack. So you could only kill yourself if you were very, very, if you were like a flat Stanley could commit suicide. So like you can't actually get out the window.
A flat daddy?
Yeah, a flat daddy could fax himself through the other side. Because I was like, ooh, they have like suicide doors on these windows. And I was like, well, but if you're so thin that you can fit through it, like you probably are dead anyway. Like there's no way to be that skinny. But it is nice to have a nice breeze. Especially you forget these hotels. You go, this is cute. And then, you know, you drop a deuce and I don't care how many matches you light. I'm like, oh, there's no like air circulation in here. I was like, I'm suffocating on my own shit smell.
Hell yeah.
My own period shit smell. And then I found these.
Double hell yeah.
I was like, please let these, but they're open. And it's like nice and there's a breeze. I was like, thank fuck. Oh yeah. I thought about that with Alex. Like, I know I want to get his blood, his weird vampire blood. I don't know how the fuck he can keep up doing it. And I don't know if it's because they're doing the rich people like blood transfusion thing.
I think some people just have a certain constitution. Also add that I think a lot of like rich people, they're getting really, really good drugs.
Yes.
And really, really good booze. So they're putting a lot of poison in their body, but it's like the best poison. Like it's the cleanest poison you could put in your body.
Yeah, it's got to be. And then there's also something too. And again, not judging. Again, like we said, it's not a judgment either way. Just it is what it is. And just like be honest with yourself. And if you're like, I'm okay with what I'm doing, then great. Good for you. It is like a weird, there's like a balance where I think it's either you party really hard or like I look at somebody like him and other people that I know where I think they just do like not a ton. And so they're doing just a little bit every day. I mean, I don't know. It's fucking crazy. I can remember like it's wild to me because even like I was having anxiety being around it. It was a very where I was like, oh, I don't have a problem. And then like the addict part of me, I could feel my brain was like, just fucking. And I had to be like, no. And I was literally, and people that have like, you know, and I know you've gone through this because like you said, you've gone through where you're like quitting things a lot of times where you think like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. And some things I can be, sometimes I'm like, I'm good with it. I don't want any. But man, last night I was like physically shaking, thinking about doing drugs. I was like, don't do it. You're not going to feel good about it. Like I was physically... It was such a strange, I did not expect that kind of a response, you know, like you said, especially after like where you're not doing, like, it wasn't like I was for like 7 years, like in a dumpster fucking huffing, you know what I mean?
So were you with people that were doing drugs?
No.
At dinner?
I was with people that I was texting some people that were like, come hang out after. And I was like, okay. And they were like, we have drugs. And at first I was like, cause I was honestly, I'm like, yeah, I might. And then I was with people that did not have cocaine but had other stimulants on them. And I knew that if I could just be like, hey, give me something, I could have had, even though it's, and I know I feel like a fucking loser being like Adderall. And I know a lot of people, it's like not a big deal, but.
No, it is a drug. I don't understand why you say that. Like, that's like the biggest problem. Like, there's the reason there's an opioid epidemic is because people are taking OxyContin.
Right.
Adderall is meth.
Yeah. I know.
It's literally the same thing.
Correct.
It's literally the same thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I just say that because, and I know we like joke about on the show, but I also know a lot of people, and you and I both know a lot of people that take it on a like daily basis.
Yeah. And they should not.
It's a weird, like
most people are not taking it because they need it.
Right. And so I feel lame even being like the thought of having like a half of an Adderall my body started like vibrating as just knowing that I could have it. And I was like, this is fucking wild. And that's, I'm like, nope, no.
It's almost like it's a drug.
I know.
And the people that are taking it every single day that don't need it, have a problem. It's almost as if that's the situation. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy falling.